Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Enjoy yourself.
Enjoy it!
It's later than you think.
You're right!
Enjoy yourself.
I am.
While you're still in the pink.
Oh, whoa, I didn't know it was dirty.
God.
Wow, Guy Lombardo.
That's what I picture Spike on the mic coming out to if we did the punch up.
It was my favorite song in high school.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That was actually for Smokey 420. He tweeted at us. His grandma passed away.
Yeah.
And I guess this was a song that his grandpa and her used to sing together. So RIP to your grandma, man. I hope she had a long and happy life. If this is one of her favorite songs, obviously she lived a long life. So
yeah.
Guy Lombardo's old school. But we did that for you, pal. So thanks for listening. And RIP to the old lady, man. I'm sure she was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
727-579-1025 and 800-771 or seven, whatever. I don't care. We have somebody on the hotline. If you're just joining us, we will get back to news, and we have meltdowns coming up in the show. Very happy, though. I met this guy a few weeks ago. I was doing a show at the Spitfire in St. Pete, which is it should be called Honey, I Shrunk the Theater, right? It's an adorable little theater space. But it's tiny. I think the capacity is like 30 people.
Mm.
But it looks cool, right? It's like a little mini Strat Center. And I walk in, and I recognize this guy immediately because I'd seen him on Comedy Central. And I was like, you know, with the mask on, I had to really take a double take. And I was like, wait a minute. He pulls the mask off, and I'm like, I know. Why are you here?
Mm.
And he's like, I'm featuring for you. I'm like, why?
Mm-hmm.
You know, but he's like, he's out here doing what a lot of comics are doing at all levels and just grinding and hitting stages and working on a special. And I love that. You know what I mean? I love knowing that somebody that I already thought was great is out there busting his ass and through this whole, you know, craziness that we've been going through for the last year.
LA's dead. No reason to be in L.A., New York. Burn it to the ground.
Not right now.
Finish burning.
Not right now. Absolutely. Let's go to the hotline right now and talk to J.F. Harris. Hey, buddy, what's going on?
What's going on, man?
Yeah, it's good.
So nice to catch back up with you.
I know, man. Dude, I've been keeping track, man. I saw you were out there in Fort Myers at the Laugh-In with Dean, and it seems to me like you're on stage almost every night of the week, which is, I mean, that's kind of how you get to the level that you're at, which is really cool, man. Like, how is that navigating, you know, everything that's been going on? Now, I'll give people a little bit of background. Like, you blew up in New York, right? And then moved to L.A.?
Yeah, things were going pretty good. And then, you know, the powers that be told me I should move to L.A. And then I moved there and, you know, they were like, everything's going to happen. And then, you know, 5 years later, things started happening.
Right.
You know, so it was a lot of waiting around, but then some good stuff started happening. And then, you know, just as things started picking up, COVID came and just got crazy.
Yeah. And, you know, and it seems like a lot of comics kind of folded, you know, and I've talked to really funny people that haven't been on stage in a year. And I know you took a little time off, but then you got right back on it, and you came over here to Florida and started getting some stage time. And I talked to you. You're very, very cautious about how you were, you know, maneuvering and navigating all of this. And you're still,
you know, I'm cohabitating with my parents, and
right.
I don't want to tell them just because I want to go out and tell my funny.
That's what you told me too. I was like, you know, you had your mask on in the green room, and I go, everything's cool, man. And you told me then, you go, look, I'm staying with my parents, and I don't want to kill them. And I go, totally understand that. Like, I would be super safe too.
I've wanted to kill them, but just not now.
Right.
COVID.
I gotcha. It needs to be a lot more bloody.
It would have been a good excuse, you know. It's like, hey, mom.
Oh, had a good show last night. Sold out. Ha! So
30 crashing with my parents again. It's been wild.
So did you work Florida very much at all before you came down here and just start beating up the entire state?
No. I mean, I had done some like gigs over the years down here, but it wasn't like one of the places I came to regularly. I played Hollywood, Florida once with the Impractical Jokers. Mm-hmm. I played the Hard Rock in Orlando once with Joel McHale. But it wasn't like a place I regularly came to. It feels like over the past couple of months that I've been down here, there probably isn't a place that I haven't gotten to yet.
Right. Now what do you think? Now, because I've been doing comedy 20 years, and honestly, I haven't really had to go far outside of Florida because we do have so many rooms. You know, I mean, once in a while, I used to work with Ralphie, you know, when he was alive, and he would take me, you know, to a lot of different, you know, theaters and stuff all over the place. And but it just seemed like, you know, Florida is just one of these meccas that people don't really give the credit to. But I think now with the pandemic,
it's so great.
Yeah, I'm talking to guys like you.
And it's so great because it's such a different – it's such a mix of everybody.
Right.
So it's like you're not just performing to like – you know, you go to New York, you're performing for people who are in New York. You go to Texas, you know.
Right.
You're performing for Texas. But like here, it's like when you're doing a show – like I did a show tonight in Bonita Springs, and it's like half of the audience is people from Florida who are like – normal people, day jobs, you know,
right.
Dude who does pest control. And then the other half are like gray-haired retirees from the Midwest,
yes.
And Long Island, you know. So it's like the crowds are diverse here, and I think that makes for better shows.
Yeah, I love it. I love it, too.
It's a little bit of everybody.
Absolutely, man. It's like – and it kind of helps you read the room. You know, I don't know, you know, how you do before a show, but I'm one of the guys that kind of sits in the back of the room and watches – the comic before me, and I'm scanning the crowd, you know, more than anything, and I'm trying to get a feel for who they are, and sometimes I probably overanalyze it, but I think it helps when you kind of look at the room and then you go, you know, we got a little bit of everything here. Like this is going to be one of those shows where I don't have to worry about, you know, coattailing or like, you know, playing to an audience, like you said. If you're playing Utah, that's a different crowd than if you're playing Mississippi. So.
Oh, big time.
Right. So.
Yeah. But I will say this. It's like I've been performing for a decent amount of older audiences lately. And I think some people are afraid that like, oh no, there's a bunch of gray hairs in the room. Mm-hmm. And they forget that like those people like a dirty joke too. Those
yes.
people have been having sex since the 40s.
Right. Like, mm-hmm. I love it, dude. I totally agree. I think one of the first shows I did where the booker told me to be completely clean, I was on the East Coast, Sebastian, Florida, which is a neighborhood near Vero Beach, and it was a retirement village, like a golf course, and it was like everybody in there was in their 80s at the youngest. And he goes, "Hey, man, these people are very old, so you got to be squeaky clean." And I was almost offended for them. I go, you know, these people invented these words. Like, these people have been around. They've seen wars that would scare us to death. So I got on stage, and I said, "Hey, guys, I got to be squeaky clean for you because the boss told me to." And this lady in the front had to be 100. She goes, "F you, buddy." And, like, I was like, "What?" She's like, "You do your jokes. You don't baby us here." And I was like, "All right, well, F you too, lady." And then, I mean, I just did the filthiest show ever. Got a standing O, which is awesome because that's hard for them to do, stand up. And then after the show, the manager was so mad at me. He goes, "You son of a bitch, man. I told you not to do that, da, da, da." And I go, "Hey, man, I'm sorry, man, but I have to keep it real." And he goes, "Well, they want you back next month. Can you be here?" I was like, "Yeah, I'll be here." I did the show for like 4 years until they all died. It was awesome.
That's right.
Now, go ahead.
Oh, no, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was about to jump into where people can see you next here. And then also, we got to talk about the taping that is happening.
Yeah.
So I'm excited about
it. Thanks, man. Yeah. So basically, since the pandemic, I've been down here, and about half of my act now is all stuff post-pandemic, living in Florida, dealing with my folks, and then the other half is like my act I've been honing over the last 10 years. And I've been having so much fun down here in Florida that I decided to shoot my special down here.
Yeah.
And I'm going to shoot it on June 12th in St. Pete, at Coastal Creative. And I'm super excited. And Bill Burr's company, All Things Comedy, is producing it. And wow. Coastal Creative's helping produce it. And yeah, it's gonna be a lot of fun.
Yeah,
and I got two of my favorite comics are flying in to do it. This guy, Shane Smith, who a lot of people might know is like the neck tattoo guy from Dry Bar.
Right.
Comedy.
Right.
And Alexis Guerreros, who's a lot, if you're into soccer, you know who he is. He's one of the Cooligans, the guy from the Fubo TV show.
Okay. Awesome. Coastal Creative, it's a really cool event space. And I've seen them do other things. And when I saw some of the pictures on Instagram, it's so funny because I thought, that's a great place to film a special. And then I find out that's where you're filming your special. And I didn't know you had Bill Burr's company doing it, which is really awesome, too. One of the things I should have told the listeners was that the first place I actually saw you was on Bill Burr's The Ringers, which was...
Yeah, that's where I caught my first break. Bill picked me out of a bunch of comics, just random, picked one of my clips and, like, you know, he was the first guy to get me on TV. I've been doing stand-up for 12 years at that point, or 10 or 11 years at that point, and was just like, you know, started doing comedy when I was 20 and started doing stand-up a little later. I'm 38 now, and, you know, finally, you know, I was a guy who made my living as a stand-up comedian. He was the guy who gave me my first big shot.
Man, that is awesome. We're talking to J.F. Harris, hilarious stand-up comic. I just said, you could see him on Bill Burr's The Ringers. He's been on The Late Late Show, Comedy Central. He's, you know, he's all over the place, and he's been hitting a lot of stages, anywhere from pubs to comedy clubs all over Florida. And he's filming his special right here in St. Pete at the Coastal Creative, 7 and 9 p.m. shows. So where can folks get tickets if they want to get them? Are they on sale now?
Yeah, they're on sale. It's a free taping, so if anyone wants to come,
perfect.
It's totally free. You can go to my website, jfharris.com. JF is like the initials.
Uh-huh.
And there's the link at the bottom of my tour schedule, and you can get tickets there. We're about halfway sold out right now.
We'll put
a couple tickets left.
We'll put the actual link up on not only on the Johnny B Show page, but also on the 102.5 The Bones page and the Facebook page.
Awesome.
And we'll help you get that thing completely packed. And I got a look.
That would be awesome because your fans were incredible at that Spitfire show.
Oh, they loved you,
They were like one of the – man, they were one of the funnest crowds I had in a long time.
I will say that, man. Look, I don't make a ton of money being a nighttime radio guy, but what I do get is a ton of great, great fans, and they all show up to my stand-up shows, and that does so much more for me than the financial part of it. It just makes my job that much easier, and it makes it really, really fun, and it also it makes the people that work with me love it too. And I'm so glad you said that because they deserve to hear that. So that's great, man. Appreciate that.
Yeah, they were incredible.
Yeah, so I mean I'm looking at my schedule now, and I'm booked June 12th. Anyway, but if I wasn't, I'm actually doing a 7 and a 9 in Clearwater. But if you're having an after show,
funny.
If you're having an after party, I will find you. I promise.
We're gonna afterwards at Coastal Creative after the two shows, we're gonna have a little celebration after party. It's like a big warehouse space. We're gonna throw on some music. I'm gonna do some rock and roll DJing.
Awesome.
So there'll be some beats and some heads and some LCD sound system.
Oh, that's awesome, man! Absolutely. Well, now I gotta sell your special out. That way, I can start promoting my gig in Clearwater that night. But I feel like we need to get yours. Yours is way more important, so I got to make sure that we get everybody in there booked up for you first. Dude, it's so awesome talking to you, and I will be catching up with you, and hopefully we'll get some stage time together before you get out of here and head back to California.
JF, can I ask you a question? Are you gonna go back to L.A. or New York or wherever you were living after this thing, or are you staying here?
I don't know. I don't really know. So I'm from New York. I grew up in New York, and my family's still up there. So New York is going to be like always a place that I always go to because that's where my sister and her kids are, and you know, my parents go back and forth. So that's always going to be a place that I go to regularly. And I think I'll keep it an apartment in LA just because of the fact that, like, I got to go there for work stuff. But I am digging the Fort Myers living. I would probably enjoy St. Pete a little bit more.
Yeah.
Just because there's things like culture and coffee shops.
Right. Look, they both have high crime rates in certain areas, so you can get that in Fort Myers and St. Pete and pretty much any city in Florida. But, JF, dude, it's so awesome talking to you, man. And like I said, we got to hook up soon and do another show together. I loved it. And,
I would love it.
Yeah, man. And we'll get some people out to your show, and I'm gonna pump this thing up all the way up until you let me know that it's sold out. All right, buddy.
Oh, thanks, man. I appreciate you guys so much. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Dude, it's a pleasure, man. Have a great one, pal.
See you, man.
All right, take care.
There, you go. See, Calta's not the only one that gets great comedians.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.